poll, Vivek Ramaswamy breaks into double digits in Republican primary. By Hannah Blow on July 4, 2023. Anti-woke businessman Vivek Ramaswamy broke into double digits in the Republican primary race, the latest Echelon Insights survey found. Similar to other national surveys, the poll finds former President Donald Trump with a strong lead in the primary race at 49% support. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis falls 33 points behind with 16% support. Ramaswamy comes in a close third place at 10% support. Just 6 points behind DeSantis, making him the only other candidate to break into double-digit territory. Related, Vivek Ramaswamy, I will use the U.S. military to secure our southern border. No other candidate comes close to double digits. As former Vice President Mike Pence and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley tie with 5% support. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott sees 4% support. Followed by former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie with 2% and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum and Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, both of whom garner 1% support. It appears Ramaswamy comes in third place in battleground states as well. Trump leads in battleground states with a majority of support. 56%, followed by DeSantis with 22% support and Ramaswamy with 7%. Related, anti-woke presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy. I would not give another dollar to Ukraine if elected president. The survey was taken June 26 to 29, 2023, among 1,020 likely voters and has a +3.9% margin of error. Ramaswamy, who has seen a significant increase in terms of name recognition and favorability in Morning Consult's weekly survey, has made waves after charging fellow presidential candidates to join him in committing to pardon Trump for federal charges on their first day in office. I challenge every U.S. presidential candidate to join me in standing for truth. Commit to pardon Donald Trump for these federal charges on day one. Or explain why you won't, Ramaswamy wrote in a social media post on June 13. Video, Vivek Ramaswamy, I would pardon Trump if elected. Among those who have refused to say if they would pardon Trump is Pence, asserting that it is premature to have that conversation.